Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music from one of my very favorite ballets, Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Although Shakespeare published his play in 1597, he was inspired by and borrowed from a much older Italian tale that he had read in translation. And it was Shakespeare's play that in turn inspired Prokofiev to write his ballet. From that ballet, here's a bit more of the introduction to Act One. Sergei Prokofiev completed 8 ballets. The first 5 were short ballets written when he was in the West. The last 3, Romeo and Juliet, Cinderella, and The Tale of the Stoneflower, were written when he returned to live in Russia. From Romeo and Juliet, here is The Dance of the Knights from the Montague and Capulets, the two families who don't figure out how to get along until both of their children are dead. Prokofiev was contracted in 1935 by the Bolshoi Ballet to write the music for Romeo and Juliet. He then spent the summer of that year at a rural rest home reserved for Bolshoi artists. By September 8th, he'd finished the entire piano score. The ballet's initial production was postponed when the staff of the Bolshoi were removed from their jobs and in some cases shot. Suites from the ballet were then heard in Moscow and the United States, but the full single-act ballet premiered in Brno, which is now in the Czech Republic, in 1938. Prokofiev wasn't able to attend that premiere because his travel was now restricted. Romeo and Juliet is now best known for a revised version that was first presented at the Kirov Theater, now the Mariinsky Theater, in Leningrad, in January of 1940. In 1950, Mosfilm made the film version of this version of Romeo and Juliet that won the Best Lyrical Film and was nominated for a Palme d'Or in the 1955 Cannes Film Festival. From Romeo and Juliet, here is the Gavotte. Romeo and Juliet is the tragic story about two young star-crossed lovers whose deaths ultimately reconcile their feuding families. It was among Shakespeare's most popular plays during his lifetime, and along with Hamlet, is one of his most frequently performed. Romeo and Juliet belongs to a tradition of tragic romances stretching back, well, probably as far as people have been talking about love. Shakespeare borrowed heavily, as I said, from an Italian story that came earlier, but expanded the plot. And he finally published his play, Romeo and Juliet, in 1597. Marin Alsop has had a long-standing relationship with the music of Sergei Prokofiev, and in some ways especially with Romeo and Juliet. About this ballet, she writes, "I first came to know Prokofiev's brilliant score to Romeo and Juliet as a violinist and longed to conduct it from that very first moment." hearing saxophone in the orchestra for the first time blew me away. Prokofiev's incredible orchestration, his ingenious thematic invention, and his passionate portrayal of this profoundly timeless story make this score stand out in the firmament. From that ballet, from Act One, here is The Love Dance. Conductor Marin Alsop was born in New York City, attended Yale University, and received her master's degree from the Juilliard School. In 1989, she was a prize winner at the Leopold Stokowski International Conducting Competition, and in that same year was the first woman to be awarded the Koussevitzky Conducting Prize from the Tanglewood Music Center, where she was a pupil of Leonard Bernstein. She's also the only conductor to receive the prestigious MacArthur Fellowship given to U.S. residents in recognition of exceptional creative work. Between 2012 and 2017, she recorded the complete Prokofiev symphonies for Naxos with the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra. Here she is with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and the Obad, or Morning Serenade, from Romeo and Juliet.
Thank you.
You have been listening to excerpts from Prokofiev's ballet Romeo and Juliet and a splendid new recording with Marin Alsop leading the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, whose music director she has been since 2007. The album is now available to you, Naxos catalog number 8.573534-35. This podcast can only give you the briefest glimpse of this music. Like many great pieces, it should be heard complete and uninterrupted. I'm Raymond Bechet. That's it for this podcast. At the very end of the story, of course, Juliet dies, accompanied by this music.